Recordings are started and you may begin.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Over to you, Marilia.
Thank you, Marianne. So good morning, everyone. We're starting the meeting of the working group, the subgroup of the Cross-Community Working Party on ICANN and Human Rights to discuss the research that we're going to conduct in the research subgroup. What news asked me yesterday was that we produce terms of reference for this particular group. I think that the other two groups have already produced theirs. So the next thing that we would have in front of us is to produce the terms of reference, which are supposed to be very simple, just to signal to outsiders what we're doing in clear, on clear terms so they can join us if they feel that this is something that they want to do. So the first thing would be that the terms of reference. I didn't give it a shot. I was supposed to present something to news today, but it's very early here. I will still work on that later today. If someone would like, if you thought about it or if you have suggestions, it would be very welcome if you can share your suggestions. But I think that on general terms, that the thing that we discussed in Marrakesh is that this subgroup would be dedicated to conducting research on topics that would first and foremost help colleagues that are involved in policy development processes. We discussed a little bit which these policy development processes are. I can say that from a GNSO standing point, what we are dealing with right now is basically three main PDPs that will require lots of research. The first of them is ongoing for some time, is the one on who is. But I would say that people that are involved are already contributing there a little bit more. So maybe there are gaps that we could identify in which we could contribute as a research group. But in order to do that, maybe it would be good to talk to people like Stephanie or Kathy Kleiman, who have been involved in the group for a long time, so we don't duplicate what they are already doing. So I think that this is an important working group, but there is already some work being done there. So our role will be more in terms of filling gaps. The second one is a working group on UGTLD subsequent procedures. This is one that I feel that there are a lot of gaps in which we could contribute. We are still on the phase of identifying precisely how this group will interact with human rights. The table that was presented in Marrakesh mentions this working group in correlation to several rights, because the goal of this working group is to review all the UGTLD round that took place in the past and try to identify ways to make it better in the future for the next round. And several issues are touching upon human rights, such as freedom of expression when we talk about sensitive strings, freedom of association when we talk about community applications, economic and social rights, when we talk about ways to enhance and strengthen the domain name industry in developing countries. So basically that there's a wide span of human rights that are being touched upon in this particular working group. I am a member of this working group. Lately, I have not been able to follow the last meetings as I should. So probably I will need to get back to you in terms of people were still organizing the work and chairs were appointed, and the chairs are organizing the buckets in terms of defining how people will be clustered around specific questions, because since this working group is very large, people are still clustering around what they want to do and the buckets that they want to work on. But this is the second one. And the third working group that is starting, so this one we can get like from the very beginning, is the working group on the review of rights protection mechanisms. As you know, there are two types of rights protection mechanisms in ICANN. One that is the UDRP, which applies to legacy TLDs, the TLDs that exist since before the new GTLD round. like .com, .info, and so on. It's the UDRP, which is in place for a long time in terms of dispute resolution. When we have people that apply, that register a domain that conflicts with an existing trademark or with the rights owner, the intellectual property owners of this particular trademark, we use UDRP. But for the new DCLDs, we have a parallel system that is comprised of different mechanisms and to solve domain dispute issues related to them, to the new DTLDs. What this working group will do first is to look into this newer mechanism. UDRP will only be dealt with on a second stage. Even thinking about that we will have a new round of application for new DTLDs very soon, and probably, it's strategically better to start reviewing the dispute resolution for the newer GTLDs, and that's what the group is going to do. Maybe this poses a little bit of a challenge for us, because I think that many of us, or some of us, have operated inside UDRP, but fewer of us had experience with the right protection mechanisms for the new GTLDs. But I know that some people in our community would be very keen to start working on that, such as Monica, who's not here today, but she already flagged that she would have an interest because she developed research on UDRP. And of course, UDRP is not the same mechanism, but it can teach us lessons that we could bridge and cross over and work with the rights protection mechanisms for new GTLD. So this is basically the three larger PDPs that we have in place. And I think that our role would be to divide ourselves into areas of interest and understand how we can contribute and intervene more effectively. I am not particularly following who is. I'm an observer of this working group. I don't know if Stefania is following it more closely, but I can keep you more informed in terms of the PDP working group on UGTLD subsequent procedures. I just need to get organized for that, and this is not something I have done for today, unfortunately. But this is a brief overview of the three that we have on the table. And I think that the next task would be to have the terms of reference and to start working on one of them. My personal preference would be that we understand how we can intervene on the subsequent procedures, because it's already ongoing and the opportunities for intervening will start soon, whereas the one on rights protection mechanism is still like gaining speed and leadership is being appointed and is still in the early steps. And on the who is one, I think that we can ask specific questions to Kathy, Stephanie, and others to try to understand where our help would be more valuable. So that's it from my side in terms of overview, but I'm looking forward to hear what you think as well. If you have other information, as I said, I've been through some two very rocky last week, so I'm still trying to get on my feet. It will probably happen next week. So the floor is open. Yes, Hardy.
Hi, Marilia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Please go ahead.
Hello. Okay, great. Aarti Bhavna for the record. So I've been following up a little bit on the who is PDP. I'm a member of the PDP. And they've just begun, they've divided themselves into three groups to summarize various documents, because there are hundreds of documents out there on WHOIS. So their work has just started. They haven't been shared the summaries on the main with the main group. But my main concern right now is just to be able to define exactly what this subgroup is doing. Because, again, subgroup one is looking at PDPs from a more theoretical standpoint in terms of, like, you know, looking at who is PDP and the human rights aspects, but from what I understand from a more theoretical standpoint. So I'm just trying to figure out what our role be then, and even in terms of interventions, if the research is coming out of the subgroup one, what exactly will we be doing here in subgroup two? Thanks.
Thanks, Arti. From what you saw there, do you already see gaps in which research could give them support? They are looking into instruments and trying to map legislation on the field, right? if I understand correctly. How is that research going? Do they have enough resources to do it, or would our help be kind of useful to them, even to bring some diversity in terms of regional diversity, continental diversity? Because I think that they are very much, the impression I have is they are very much focused on U.S. and European legislation. Is that correct?
Looking at the latest documents, which they divided themselves into three teams, looking at privacy, purpose, and data. And as far as I know, they've got quite a few members right now because there are over 100 members in the PDP itself, so they divided people up into those groups. I'm not entirely sure how things are going within the group because I wasn't there when, I mean, it's one call when the initial division had started off. But they, as far as I know, they're about 80-90% done. We'll have a better idea by the next call of whether the summaries are complete or not. So at this stage, I'm not sure where we could intervene because even these are just summarizing the documents. They're not really analyzing them at all. They're not going into any of the questions that the CDP is supposed to answer. They're purely summarizing the documents at this stage.
Okay. Okay, thanks. That's useful in the sense that maybe this mapping is something that we could assist on. So maybe we should schedule a call not in a long time from here, because I think that we have information that we need to gather to start being operational. And if you are in this group, maybe you can have information in terms of how this mapping is taking place. Because one of the things that I have noticed working in ICANN is that usually, even because of the legal traditions and where people come from when they participate in these groups, they're very focused on the legislation coming from the U.S. and Europe, and in terms of privacy, having Europe as one of the landmarks and examples is good because they have strong privacy protections. If ICANN's operations are adapted to their legislation, probably chances are that they will adapt to the legislation elsewhere. But I do feel that there is need to bring more diversity to the table in terms of legal references. That is part of this process of increasing diversity and internationalizing discussions in ICANN. So if you could get back to us in terms of how the mapping is going, are they looking at specific continents, and would they accept and think it would be useful to do some research in other regions as well, Latin America, Asia, other regions. That would be maybe helpful for us to start looking at. And, of course, if people that are very immersed in the discussions, like Kathy and Stephanie, if they can point to us gaps in which we could assist, that would be nice too. So would you be willing to make this connection and get back to us, Arti?
Sure, I'll do that. I'll look at what documents they're summarizing as well, because as far as I know, as far as I understood earlier, they were just looking at the reports that have come out so far. But if they're looking at legislation, then definitely they could help out with increasing diversity there. And yes, you can reach out to Stephanie and Kathy as well.
Okay, perfect. What I can do in terms of the working group on GTLE subsequent procedures is to see where they are exactly in terms of redividing the questions and making the clusters, because maybe the way that the questions have been proposed in the beginning, it was that they were kind of grouped into five baskets. And even in Marrakesh, we briefly discussed these baskets, and I think that three of them have a very heavy load of issues that intersect with human rights, while two of these baskets were of interest, but they were smaller baskets. They were focused more on security of new GTLDs and on international domains. So maybe these are two that have less issues, and there are three that are very heavy on content. So if I can look for information how they have divided these questions and how they have clustered themselves and get back to you, that could be a task that I could take on board for the next call. Would someone be willing to propose a COR to our group list, a first version, a first draft of it? Because I think that we need to present that to the whole group. I see that you typed already. Documents are being summarized, so we can get a better idea how we can intervene. They are looking for legislations, then we can see whether there is diversity. Okay, perfect, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, the call was not very good. Stefania, repeat the practical action. Well, actually, what they are asking from us is that we prepare our terms of reference for the subgroups. The other two subgroups already presented theirs. The role of the terms of reference is to be a simple document saying what the subgroup is about, what is our mission, what we're trying to accomplish. So newer people, when they see the terms of reference, they can decide if they want to join the subgroup or not. It's kind of a public statement of what we are doing. It's a simple document, but we need to produce that. Does anyone would like to volunteer to produce this document? Okay. Okay, Stefania. So Stefania volunteered to produce the first draft of the TOR. When you have it, well, the others have produced, so I would say that as soon as possible, maybe beginning next week, you can send to the list. And we do kind of, as soon as possible, and then we can do a round of discussion in the list, and if everyone is okay, we can send to the larger list by mid-next week, if it's okay. Great. And in terms of the third, lean and short, but that's the proposal, Stefania. That's a short document just saying what we want to accomplish so others can know and join so we have transparency. In terms of the third working group, this is one that I haven't been following, but I know that they are in their initial steps. What I'm going to do is to link up with Monica and with Niels, because I know that Article 19 and Monica works together on a first analysis of the UDRP. As I mentioned, we are not starting with UDRP, but I believe that some of these lessons are transferable. If we can have a sub-team, which could be initially maybe smaller, and then we grow the sub-team in accordance with the need, how the working group progresses, then maybe this is a good approach. But let me link up with Niels and Monica to see if they have bandwidth and interest to be involved on that right now, but we have to think about it and keep it in the horizon, because definitely it's going to be an important one starting to do substantive work soon. So I think that's it from my side. It was a short call. I apologize for not preparing for it as I should before. But I completely I thought that we had a larger group call today and not the subgroup call today. My agenda just told me wrong. But do you have any other points that you would like to raise about it? Any other concerns? I think that the next steps will be to kind of accomplish these very concrete tasks. And maybe we could schedule another call for not a long time from now, maybe next week, end of next week or beginning of the other week, so we can keep track of these concrete tasks. What do you think? I'm going to circulate that. Niels proposed a calendar of meetings, but I thought maybe we need another one in between. So let me take a look at Niels' calendar, and if the meeting is kind of too far away in the future, I'll circulate a doodle with you for us to identify the best date and time, if that's okay. Okay, there's a WHOIS PDP call on Wednesday after that. Okay, it's even better, so we can have information from you, fresh information from you, Artie. Okay, guys, so that's it from today, I think. Thank you very much for coming, for participating, and apologize again for the miscommunication from my side. But I talk to you very, very shortly. Let's do another call and get more up to speed and organized to do our work. So thanks so much, everyone. Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you, Marilia.
And thank you. So I think you can stop the recording and see you shortly.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone, for attending the meeting. Sarah, you may now stop the recording. Thank you for your support today.